morning, everybody.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star Winner 2.5.
I've been working on my list.
Okay.
The seven wonders of Iowa. They can be man-made or natural.
Okay.
280-1025. What would you put on the list that maybe we're going to be missing here? Because these are my seven.
Okay.
All right. You don't have to give us all seven. Just what you think maybe needs to go off the list and what needs to be put on the list. Right off the bat, Kinnick and Hilton. I think, without a doubt, those are the two biggest college landmarks. Kinnick is revered. Hilton is, there is magic. So I would put Hilton and Kinnick in there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I would go, you know, you disagree?
No, I'm just feeling like you should choose. I feel like you're.
Why? There's two. One's football, one's basketball.
Okay.
Totally works.
All right.
Totally works. How dare you? Third on the list, Clear Lake. I would put Okoboji there, but I think I'm going to go Clear Lake because there's also the Buddy Holly factor.
Sure.
There's the surf ballrooms right there.
And there's a good story. That's
awesome.
That's history.
I would put the Bridges of Madison County.
Okay.
I would put the State Fair, obviously.
Yes.
Yep. I would put, I think, and I've never been, which is surprising, I think I would put the Field of Dreams on there. But I don't know. This is where I'm starting to lose it a little bit. Field of Dreams I'd put on there, and then seventh on the list, I think I would put Ray Gun on there.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
People, whenever they come to town, that's the first thing they want to do is go to Ray Gun.
Yeah, people do like Keshi t-shirts, and their t-shirts are comfortable, which is what I really, it's my pajama. I have two Ray Gun shirts, and they're both like pajama shirts.
People hearing this going, Colleen's pajama shirts are $23. Wow. Luxury.
They're so soft.
If I can drive all the way to the East Village from Clive, if I can make it.
They're soft.
They are
okay.
Soft. They are very
all
soft.
All right. You know, Kurt?
And my diamonds, I sleep in those.
What about the the world famous I-80 truck stop?
You know what? That's a good one. That's a good one. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I-80 truck stop. Okay. I'd put that on the list.
I mean, just because it's
yeah.
You go, you're probably disappointed, but I don't know. They've renovated it.
They have. I avoid
so
it
it's
at all
better.
Costs. I go to that.
I know you go the other direction. There's a McDonald's if you go the other
that's
way.
That's exactly where I choose to go because I don't want to have to deal
with
trying to get out of there.
I know. I know. I do the same thing. But that's because.
Snow globes.
I know, but that's because I've been.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's okay.
Right.
That sometimes I avoid the crowd.
Yes. So I-80 truck stop. People, I'm sure the sculpture park.
I was going to say the sculpture park.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot for what we need suggestions, especially from those of you who are in other parts of the state. Like what about the grotto? What's that thing?
The grotto of the Redemption.
The Redemption, yeah.
Yes,
what's that? I've never been there,
never
but
been
people
there.
Talk about that.
Yes, the Maquoketa Caves that came up popular on Google.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean,
What else does what would you put on the list of the seven wonders of Iowa?
Especially this time of year when everybody's making their road trips.
Yes.
You know, their little staycations around the state.
And if you got to these wonders and was like, this is not wonderful.
if it's overrated.
Yes. Because I go to the Bridges of Madison County and my wife likes it a lot. And I go and I see them and I go, yes. And then she goes, let's go to the next one. I go, what?
They mostly all look like this.
They're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go to Winterset. They have that good ice cream store.
Right. And wine.
In the corner. Yes.
Where's the winery?
Yes. Right. Is there a good winery that should be on here?
Okay.
Out of everybody else.
Oh, gosh. What about the Amana Colonies?
The Amana Colonies. We've traveled east.
The great explorers.
That's right. We've done I-80 and a little off it. Good morning. What would you put on there?
What about our capital?
The capital.
Oh,
yes, the capital would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
A gold leaf on it. I don't know how many people have gold leaves on it. Yeah.
I mean, the gold is a nice touch.
Yeah,
the capital's, I mean, we almost are looking at it. We spaced on it. Yes. The capital. Put it on the list. Thank you. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good
Hello.
Morning. So what would you put on the list?
I would put Albert the Bull in Audubon, Iowa.
Oh, the big bull. Oh, I wish Ken was here so he could regale us with tales of his wife painting certain parts of the bull.
Yep, and right there with him.
Oh, you've done that as well.
Yeah.
Now, recently or back in high school?
Oh, no, back in high school.
Albert the Bull. Well, thank you for calling.
You betcha. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to add to the seven wonders.
Yes. And what would
hot
you
air
like
balloons
to put on there?
In Indianola.
Yes, the balloon classic, of course.
Sure.
Thank you.
When does that happen, by the way? Because I've never been, and I always see pictures too late. They're going, do you know when it happens? Does it happen in August or late July?
It's the very last week in July.
Last week in July. And, going on the calendar.
It has both weekends in it.
Awesome.
You got to go.
We got to go. Well,
it's
all right.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Well, thank you for putting it on the list.
Tweet us at Star 1025.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 1025.